The thing I like here is they're not claiming magic. They're basically saying your repo wiki got too big and your agent keeps rummaging through drawers.
Yeah.
And honestly, that is such an exploring next problem to spend a Wednesday on. But it's a real one.
It is. The actual argument isn't documentation matters, which, fine, everybody says that. It's that once the wiki is hundreds of files, freeform markdown stops being enough for discovery and updates, especially if an agent is the thing reading it.
Right, right.
So OpenWiki 0.2 adds OKF support, and the bet is pretty modest. Put structured metadata in every doc, add directory indexes, add a running log, and you cut down search time and token spend for simple retrieval.
Which is a product claim I actually buy. If your coding agent has to do open-ended scavenger hunts through a giant repo wiki, that is cost, latency, and weirdness all at once.
Exactly.
And you can hear your EP700 brain kicking in here. It's the same thing we keep landing on. Better surfaces beat raw capability when the loop is messy.
Yeah, no, that's basically it. The mechanics are simple too. Each markdown file gets YAML front matter with fields like type, title, description, tags, categories, resource, timestamp. Then OKF uses conventions like index.md for summarizing a directory, and logs.md for what changed over time.
Mm-hmm.
The nice part is the index can be generated deterministically from those description fields, so instead of an agent reading 20 sibling files to figure out what's in a folder, it can start from the index. And the log means after an update run...
That log part is sneaky useful. You know what it reminds me of? Your whole failure label bottleneck rant, except for docs. Don't give me a vibe check for the whole wiki. Tell me what changed and where to inspect first.
Oh, interesting. Yes, and thank you for stealing my point correctly. The sample they give is dead simple too. Added new BigQuery table reference here. Created a Dataplex playbook there. That's enough to route attention without pretending the log is the documentation itself.
Ha, okay. I'm writing down stealing my point correctly for the fake merch store we absolutely should not open.
Oh, come on.
No, because it'd be one shirt and somehow still need a metadata schema.
Stop it. Also, my week's been weirdly pleasant, so I'm less ready than usual for your nonsense.
Good. Stay off the ledge for one episode, Ava.
I wasn't on a ledge. I was on a well-labeled balcony with front matter.
Oh, no. Okay, but technically, does their case hold up for you?
Mostly, yes. I think the strongest part is where they stop short of saying, structured metadata replaces agentic search. They explicitly frame it as a cleaner path for simple lookups. Filter documents by a BigQuery table's category or by a billing tag, rather than making the model infer everything from prose.
Sure.
That's real. Deterministic retrieval for obvious cases is cheaper and usually better behaved. Where I'd be careful is the overhang. Metadata only helps if the descriptions are good, the tags are maintained, and the taxonomy doesn't turn into junk drawer syndrome after a month.
Yeah, that's the part where my optimism has paperwork attached. Because if this ships into a team that already can't keep docs fresh, adding YAML doesn't save them. But if they're already using OpenWiki to generate and maintain docs, then this is exactly the kind of upgrade that can matter without fanfare. Fewer tokens burned on dumb lookup, easier review, better handoff into agents.md or cloudy.md. That's not glamorous, it ships.
And the open format angle is probably the second real claim. Because OKF is drafty, to be clear, version 0.1 draft, so I would not act like the standard is settled. But if multiple tools can read the same wiki shape, then you get viewers, linters, visualizers, all that without one vendor owning the container.
Which is the part I like more than the branding, honestly. I don't care that it's called OKF. I care that a repo wiki stops being a weird private export format nobody else can touch.
Yeah, Google apparently has an open source OKF visualizer. And the post points to ecosystem tools and an open SWE example. That's enough for me to say there is at least the beginning of an ecosystem, not just a lonely spec document.
So who actually cares? I think pretty narrow, but in a good way. Big code base, agent-heavy workflow, docs already painful, and enough discipline that generated structure won't rot instantly. That's the buyer.
I agree. If your repo is small, this is probably overkill. If your agent mostly works from local code search and tests, same story. But once the wiki becomes a retrieval layer, structure stops being ceremony and starts being systems work.
And if somebody wants to try it, the concrete bit is at least real. The repo is LangChain AI / OpenWiki, and the local install is npm install -g OpenWiki at latest, then OpenWiki -- init.
I could be wrong, but this feels like one of those boring upgrades that ages well. Not because the format wins some.
That's clean. All right, go enjoy your well-labeled balcony. I'll go admire the one shirt in our cursed merch catalog.